Amen. May be seated. Open your Bible to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Apostolic work is different. The apostle ministry is different. It brings you to a higher realm in the spiritual government of God. And the church have suffered somewhat by not having it. It's the first call out of office in the spirit realm, the apostle. And to my amazement, in all the years I've studied the word, I have not realized that all the epistles was written by apostles. And there must be an apostolic anointing somewhere to open it properly. A pastor by himself can't open it properly. The spirit world have ranks.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the ranks.
Yeah.
And revelation becomes strong and strong, and things become wider open. And so from an apostolic standpoint, the church is going into different dimension of anointing, abilities. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And this morning you will go to a place that you'll find out what's been flagging your faith down. That your faith have not been entering in and carrying things out like it should. We're going to show you what's happened to you this morning. You're in 2 Peter, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read first 8 verses of the first chapter of 2 Peter. I'll stop. I'll tell you what we're talking about in a few moments. But it's going to be real powerful because it's going to change a lot of things in your life this morning. For the better. All right? Okay. Then 2 Peter. Now, remember, that's it's an apostolic letter. It's apostolically written and spoken. And so, what is it? Ephesians 2:20. What did Ephesians 2:20 say? Look at Ephesians 2:20. Turn that right quick. I want you to see it. Because people don't understand it. They get upset when you see something like this. And are built upon the foundation of what? And what? And look what? Jesus Christ what? Being the chief cornerstone, right? Now, when it says built on them, Jesus really is the foundation, but they're the first place of revelation. He didn't get it. So the revelation of the apostle and the revelation of the prophet builds a solid foundation for you to reign and rule in life. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Come on now. All right, now, look at Ephesians 4:11. Ephesians 4:11. I think that's it. Huh? And he gave some pastors and evangelists. Oh, no, all right. Now, that's a chronological spiritual order. Who heard me? That's a chronological spiritual order. It's God's divine pattern. It's God's divine plan for it to work that way. Got it?
Yes, sir.
So there'll be apostolic impartation in this house this morning. And it's going to be instilled in your faith. And your faith going to work a whole lot different after this session this morning. There are some things you're going to be able to go back to.
Yes, sir.
That did not obey you. You're going to be so anointed.
Yeah.
It will obey you this round. So I want you to listen very carefully. Write this down. Living your precious life by precious faith. Living your precious life. Your life is precious. But it cannot manifest without precious faith. Okay. Now I'm going to read, I want you to listen. I'm going to read these first 8 verses in this. It's so impact. I don't know how far I'm going to get. I'll tell you, I feel anointed already. It's so impact. Something going to enter in you and get up on you this morning that's going to change everything around you. Are you ready to receive the? And I'll sit here and be none receptive. You here for a reason, right? I mean, these intercessors and these praisers, they got this atmosphere. It's ready. You're ready now. Jesus Christ, I feel the Lord. So now, first verse, Simon Peter. I notice what he called himself first.
A servant.
A servant. That's a real apostle. I said, that's a real apostle. And he's a servant first. And an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them have obtained like precious faith. Understand? Underline precious faith, like precious faith. With us through the, through, I want you to underline the word through. See, everything happened from God through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You got it?
Yes.
Verse 2 now. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you, that word is again, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now verse 3 gets strong. According as his divine power. Underline divine power. Say, I have divine power.
I have divine power.
You know what that means? You rule and you reign. There's no power that can stop you. According to his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And that word is again, through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Now, notice verse 4 with me a minute. Whereby given unto us exceeding great, we don't only have precious faith, but we have precious promises backing up that precious faith. Precious promises. That by these you might be what? Partakers of what? The divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then he tell you some things to add to your faith. And I believe all of these things, if I could get the right word for it, is to calm you down. It's a calmness aspect in the spirit. He says, and beside this, verse 5, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. How many of y'all messed up one time and lost your cool? Then you talk about, you lost your cool. We've been there. How many of y'all been there? We all been there. You need temperance. And to temperance, patience. Oh, my God. Patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Now, look at verse 8. Look what he's trying to bring us. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Powerful, isn't it? Living your precious life by precious faith. Not just called it precious faith, you see. The life of faith is a precious gift from God to his children. How many of y'all agree with that?
Yes, sir.
See, if you don't, you don't know. Let me say it again. See, I want the Spirit to awaken your spirit. The life of faith is a precious gift from God to his children.
Yes,
sir. Now, if you don't get excited, you ain't got nothing happening. See, you don't even know what I'm saying. You're taking it religiously. The life of faith is a precious gift. Then the next statement is, don't let it pass you by. Learn how it fully works and get in on it fully. Well, y'all gonna listen this morning, because I'm going back over it. You leaving here more powerful than when you came. You not leaving here with no religious spirit. You're going to leave here with revelation this morning. I'm going to take some authority over this house today. You're going to get out them little Mickey Mouse problem you're dealing with. And you're going to enjoy your life. You're going to take the sword of the spirit and cut your way out. Whatever messing with you. You're going to have some joy. Some peace in your life. Don't care what's going on around you, you're going to have the victory. I can't hear you. How many of y'all believe the word can do it? So let me read this over again. The life of faith is a precious gift from God to his children. Don't let it pass you by. Learn it. Learn how it fully works and get in on it fully. Listen, I'm just giving you an introduction now. Once you learn the flow in this faith anointing, hear your answer coming right now. Once you learn how to flow in this faith anointing, you will begin to see and live your life on an unstoppable level. Everybody say unstoppable level. See, there's an anointing in faith. This lack precious faith anointing, when you learn how to walk in it, and I'm going to share it with you this morning, you're unstoppable. In other words, my brothers and sisters, you here, you online, all over the world, anything that has been blocking you will be removed by the word of God today. Any sickness, any lack, any confusion. See, the sword of the spirit has to cut you first. Then it cuts your situation. Y'all been trying to cut the situation. No, it cuts you first. Get ready to receive an apostolic impartation of faith this day. Now, listen very careful to the next statement, because there are some things about to happen. Because this term, you may have never heard this term before. Your faith mind must know that you're redeemed from the curse. Your mind has been handcuffing your faith. Your thinking has been the greatest enemy of your faith. You're trying to believe God and float thinking. From now on, listen to me now, from now on, along with your faith, you're going to have focused thinking. Y'all gonna imagine what? The flaw in your faith has been your thinking. Your answers, listen to me, your answers will start coming immediately. Because you're gonna align your mind with your faith. Turn to James chapter 1, I'm going to show you. You cannot operate in faith being double-minded. You let your feeling come up and mess your faith up. You let your physical sight mess your faith up. Turn to James 1, turn to James 1. Double-minded. All double-mindedness must stop in your faith today. You must think with focus. You must renew your mind to align up with what you're believing for. Good God Almighty. Renew your mind to line up with what you're believing for. Your mind will get off track. Your mind will go with anything. But you got the authority to bring it back with the word of God. Renew it and get it aligned back with what you believe in God for. Somebody say hallelujah in here. You don't have a faith problem. You got a mind problem. Your mind not saved. Satan robbed everything you believe in for if you don't watch him through your mind. He can't touch your faith. Your faith has the Spirit of God in it. Your faith has the Spirit of Christ in it. Your faith has the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in it. Why God didn't answer my prayer? Because you thought something else. And you keep thinking something else. And you keep getting in fear. You keep getting in doubt. You keep getting double-minded. It's true. It's true, Apostle. You'll get your answer. And you're going to change that situation. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. It is explosive in the spirit world. Because now, as all this stuff going on, we about to become the real church. You're not going to mess with our mind. We're going to renew our mind, and our faith going to kick in. Got it? Now, you in James. Go to the epistle of James. I want to show you something. I'm all off, I'm outline, but I'm all off track here right now. Because this is so important. Off track and on track. You know? Now, how many, help me, Holy Ghost. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Faith tests you're going through right now. Where do you have your faith applied right now and you need for it to come through? I'm going to tell you how this morning. Your faith working, but your mind not working. You're in jam, right? Let me make it clear to you before I go into James. I'll make it real clear to you. Oh, my God, help me, Lord. In John 10:10, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. The only way you can do that is through your mind.
That's right.
And the only way you can live the abundant life is through faith. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. You understand me? Steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, might have more abundantly. So the thief come and steal your abundant life through your mind. How many of y'all know, I'm going to see who up in here. How many of y'all know normally and naturally your mind is all messed up? It'll think any old crazy, get a, oh, wake up in the morning, old crazy thought. How many of y'all have ever had faith tests? You had to go through something. Huh? In James chapter 1, it's going to tell you why your precious faith seem like it's failing in certain time, but it's not. Your mind won't let you have patience. Your mind just keep running its head. Your mind won't let, unless you take it over and fill it with the word of God. Who am I preaching to up in here? Don't lie, I'm preaching to you too. Y'all know you got mind trouble. Your mind give you faith insanity. Here in James 1:1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which scattered abroad, greeting, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall in divers, what? Uh-huh. Temptation. Yes, sir. Look at verse 3 though. Knowing this, I almost called them boys up and told them, come sing that song again just now. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Trying of your faith. Yes. Say trying of my faith. Yes. See, your faith can't be whipped. Your faith can't be stopped. Your faith is God himself. It's a mind deal. It's deception. It's double-mindedness. From this day forward, you're going to be able now to discern what am I thinking. Hallelujah. Somebody getting help?
Yes, sir.
Stop your mind from wandering from one place to another. Take the word of God, shut it down. Make it think what God thinks. Think God thought. Think Jesus thought. Think the Holy Spirit thought. The word of God is a mind feeder. A mind builder. So we can think like God. Sure, you're going to have tests. I'm about to say something that's going to help you so much. When you get anointed and understand this, every circumstance becomes an opportunity. Whatever you're going through, something better about to happen. You got to know this. Come on, move about a little bit. Do something. You got to know this. Whatever you're going through is God permitted to let him show himself strong in your life. Let him know, let me take you to another level. Let me take you to another level. Let me take you to another level. This circumstance is for me to take you to another level. This circumstance is show you that nothing can stop you. See, you apply your faith and think what everybody say. You missed it. I'm going to say it again. You applied your faith, but you're thinking what everybody say. Oh, yes. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. And I'm praying it's going to go in you. You are designed by God to be a winner in every situation, every circumstance, every attack that comes against your life. You are designed by God. If you operate in the word properly, spirit and life will come in that situation. Miracles, signs, and wonders will manifest just on your behalf. How many glad you're here this morning? Am I just hot? Must be me, huh? Anybody else home? And nobody else want? I'm the only one hot?
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. I think about it. Don't smother my people up in here, but they're not smothering as me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you see, I'm going to lose you right now, what I heard just now. Three things that you didn't want in your life just got choked. Don't go look for them. They ain't animal. They're gone, baby. They're gone because, see, your mindset and got straight with your faith. Three things that have been hindering your life just got choked. Shall I hear those things when the Spirit... Three things. If you didn't have more than one thing, that means you got two deposits waiting for it to come up. Hallelujah.
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 Your life is precious, but you're going to have to know how to operate in precious faith. You can't go by what everybody say, what everything look like. You got to hold your mind in place. You got to keep renewing your mind. Your faith can't work without your mind. Your mind got to be. I'm going to show it to you. So now, I'm going to show it to you. So now, I'm going to show it to you. Hallelujah. Everything Satan trying to do in your life is interrupted this morning. Is interrupted by the anointing. Is interrupted by the glory of God. Mercy and grace surround you. Peace surround you this morning. In the name of Jesus, power surround you this morning. The blood surround you this morning. The cross surround you this morning. The power of God surround you this morning. Watch, sit down, watch this. Verse 2, my brother, encountered all joy when you fall and die of this temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work patient, but let patient have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, you with me? Let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally and upbraiding not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in what?
Faith.
Nothing waving, but he that waves is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and toss, for let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. Why now? Verse 8. That's woman too. So you telling me I could be in faith unstable? Yes. Look up here. Look up here. Look up here. Wrong thinking. You got to renew. What? Romans 12:2. Go to Romans 12:2. Go to Romans 12:2 and another scripture. I told you, I'm sending you nine scriptures. Romans 12:2 and Romans 12:3. Romans 12:2 first. Be not conformed to this world. You see it?
Yes.
But be you what?
Transformed.
Where are you? Where are you?
Yeah, come on.
You trying to operate in faith. Where are you? You trying to talk about the word of the Lord. Say, where are your mind? Where's your mind? And be not conformed to this world. Be you transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind that you may prove what that good. Look at this. Good and acceptable. And you mean to tell me that if my mind off track, the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God, I can't function in it? Even though I'm functioning in faith? Look at the third verse. The word think is used in this verse three times. Verse 3. Because if you don't think, act right, you're going to mess your faith up. Ready to say it? For I say it through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to what?
Faith.
Of himself, more haughty than he ought to what?
Faith.
But to what?
Faith.
Say that, underline it three times.
Yes, sir.
And he's talking about faith.
Yes.
But to think soberly, according to God, a debt to every man to measure faith. So if you're thinking, double-minded, we just read that, if you're thinking it's not sober, you got your faith shut down. How many see now? I want y'all to look at that verse now. Because this is apostolic. I've heard a lot of faith teaching. But now we need to lock our mindset in with our faith. Satan been robbing your faith through your mind. Write that down. That'll help you. Satan been robbing my faith through my mind, but he's not going to do it no more. See, I can't promise nobody that you're not going to go through nothing. But I can preach what to do when it comes. So you know how to handle it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you should know that. As long as you're in the world, you're going to have something trying to mess with you, all right? Turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Change my mind. Turn to Romans 8. Might change it again. Just go ahead and turn. Romans chapter 8. Verse 6. Romans chapter 8. Verse 6. You're going to read this verse with me. Read it? For to be carnally minded is death, but to be
spiritually minded is life.
Two different kind of mind, right? What is a carnal mind?
Flesh.
Thank you. Somebody say flesh. What is it?
Unrenewed
mind. Thank you. What? Do what? Say it.
Influenced by the world system.
Carnal mind. Carnal minded means flesh.
Yeah.
It means because you're a Christian does not mean you can't be in the flesh or you can't be carnally minded saying prayer.
Come on,
reading scripture. Because
yeah.
If that mind's out of control, what you're saying, it don't mean nothing. Satan got you in his territory. Now, the Lord wants me to say something. I don't know who it's for. You are not a bad person. It's bad thinking. You will obey God fully if you get your mind straight. You would love praying. You would love praise. You would love worship more than you love anything else. It's your mind got you jacked up.
That's good.
But since you've caught him this morning, everything changed in my life. It wasn't me. I do love God. I do want to put him first. But my mind keep telling me, I got to do this, I got to do that. No, I ain't got to do nothing but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Well, I got you at. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Go a little further. Go to the next verse. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. What? For it is not subject to the law of God. What? Neither indeed can be. What? You mean to tell me all I've been trying to do, my mind been throwing me off track? Verse 8, and they that are in the flesh or they that are in the corner of mine can't please God. Now, if I show you a revelation, would you take it?
Yes,
sir. All right. You see that voice right there? This voice here? And they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And in the flesh pertain to what? Corner of mine, right? Huh? Otherwise, my mind not transformed like it should be. Right? That I can prove what that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, right? All right, now what? I want you to think now. And then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So they that are in the corner of mind cannot please God. How many of you see that? All right, now go to Hebrews 11 and 6. Go to Hebrews 11 and 6. Here's another scripture telling what we can't please God. Without the right mindset, you can't please God. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. You cannot believe that God is whatever you want Him to be at that given time if you don't have your mind renewed. Therefore, your faith is trying to do it, but your mind is fighting it. You just got your answer.
Praise God.
He won't keep your healing no more. He won't stop your health. He won't stop your wealth. And all that clot of mind that you husband and wives are having, y'all going to quit that foolishness and y'all going to think properly. There's a thought come up and that thought messing your whole house up. Y'all better let me talk up in y'all. Your faith is not working properly because your thought is not working properly. See, because Satan, if Satan will get you in the corner thinking, he'll tell you, it ain't happening.
Yep.
You done prayed 6 hours. Ain't nothing happening. Look at that. Ain't nothing happening. That boy ain't never, that girl ain't never changed. That boy ain't never changed.
Yep.
Nothing never changed. Nothing never happened. No, you don't pay no attention to that. You renew your mind. What God said. All things work together for good for them that love God who call according to my purpose. Huh? What God said about it. What God said about it. Look in Isaiah 55:11. Look there. Look how can these things refuse us? They nothing can refuse us. Look in Isaiah 55:11. So shall thy word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall what? Oh my goodness. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper. Now here's a shouting ground. When you have your mind transformed and you're operating in faith, that's what you become. Isaiah 55:11. Because his word have now become your word in your total man. Because when your mind is renewed properly, your spirit already saved. When your mind is renewed properly, your body don't have no choice. How precious is your faith to you? Look back in 2 Peter, look at verse 1 and 2. I'm not going to read them. I want you to look at them. How precious is your faith to you? Then I'm going to give you another point. Study to know the divine power of faith. 2 Peter 1 and 3. Study to know the divine power of faith. What I said? Pre-understanding the measure of faith connection to your mind. Romans 12, 2, 3. Ooh, look at Ephesians 3, 20. Now unto him that they're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. What are you saying next? Action what?
Think.
Oh. Action one thing and thinking something else. It wouldn't mess your faith up. Action one thing by faith and going by your feeling. Hush, I'm preaching now. Hush, hush. Somebody calling my name. See. Why Ephesians 3:20 not working for me? I'm acting, but I'm not thinking. Now unto him that able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Thinking got to be in line with your acting.
Yes.
And the word of God put your thinking in alignment.
Amen.
Repeat what he said. All right. Praying. Turn to Jude 20. You have one chapter. Praying and building yourself on your most holy faith in the Holy Ghost. Building yourself up on your most holy faith. Y'all ready?
Yes,
what do you say, beloved? But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost eradicate doubt in your mind. You're praying mysteries when you're praying in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost bring you in the spirit realm, and then the mind of the spirit take over. Now I'm going to just find something out here. Loretta, I want to find something out here. Are you in better condition now than when you came in here this morning?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand some of the things that have been happening to you?
Yes.
Check that mind out.
Yes.
And then take the book and make that mind think what God thinks.
Yes.
See, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, but my ways are higher than your ways. But he didn't say I couldn't have it. He told me in Romans 12, 2, I can go right to his thoughts and think like him and have his ways.
Yes, sir.
Can you see God losing anything?
No, sir.
Why? You don't want to lose nothing.
Hallelujah.
Knowing the power of the spirit of faith. What I say? 2 Corinthians 4:13. Quickly, I'm going to close. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Now, I'm going to say something that may be a little shocking. You're going to have to learn to believe in your mind.
Come on.
You see, when your mind is renewed, your mind get on the same rank with your faith.
Come on.
Then you have your thinking and your believing in alignment.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, sir.
I know when y'all get quiet, you're thinking then.
Yeah.
See, you say, I can't believe in my mind. Yes, if God floods your mind,
yes, sir.
Through his word,
yes, sir.
Your mind renewed,
yes.
Then you have the mind of God, the mind of Jesus, the mind of Christ, and the mind of the Spirit, all in alignment in your mind. And I just told you in Hebrews 11:6, keeping your faith in a God-pleasing position. Then I'll make another statement to you. Knowing what to add to your faith to make it more powerful. That's 2 Peter 1:5-8. We read that earlier. Virtue, temper, huh?
Yes, sir.
Faith, desire. What I say? Mark 11:24. Turn there. Therefore, I say to you, what things of you desire when you pray.
Yes.
Believe that you receive them.
Yes,
and you shall have them. Now, what advantage this morning have given you with that verse. Therefore, I say to you, what things of you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them, you should have them. What advantage have you got now? Huh? Believe, yeah, believe. But what else? What? Something else you got? What? Talk to me. Your mind. Renew your mind. So your mind will not throw your faith off track. See, Mark 11, 24 is a new verse to you now. Therefore, I say unto you what things of you desire when you pray. Believe that you receive them and you should have them. But you're not just only believing by faith. You know you got to get your mind renewed. Yeah. Y'all act like I didn't say nothing. You don't know how powerful God is ministering to you this morning. You don't know how many things about to change in your life. Y'all ain't gonna be wasting my anointing up in here. Yeah. Listen, your life changing. Yeah. Because now, therefore I say to you what things of you desire when you pray, believe you receive them. You believing, but you also got your mind on the check. Because the carnal mind cannot please God. So faith can't please God with a carnal mind. Look at Mark 11, 23. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. But believe those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have what he said. Shall not doubt in his heart. Doubt in the heart is dealing with your soul. It's dealing with your mind. It's dealing with your imagination. It's dealing with your conscience. Yeah. Turn to Romans 9:1. Shucks. Don't make me preach up in here. Now, yet your conscience is talking about your mind system.
Yeah.
Apostle Paul said, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not.
Yes, sir.
My conscience, my mind.
My mind.
Woo! My mind.
Come on.
My imagination.
Yeah. Bring it home, sir.
Yeah.
My emotion.
Yeah.
I'm bringing all of them under control.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Bear me witness in the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
so that voice is saying that I can train my mind to bear witness with the Holy Ghost. Hey, see, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, I got my mind covered. My conscience also bearing witness with me in the Holy Ghost. My mind. It, the mind. See, in Romans 8, 26 through 28, it talks about when your infirmities is turned over and then the spirit take over. And then you have what you call the mind of the spirit, the will of God, lock it in. What are you dealing with? What do you need to happen for you this morning? I've preached it to you. Everything turn around now. I want you to pause a moment and get your mind lined up with your faith. Let's look at this scripture. Is this 1 Corinthians 10 or 2 Corinthians 10? Pulling down strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:3. Lord have mercy. I'm closing. 2 Corinthians 10:3. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. And what we're doing now is pulling all the strongholds out of your faith. Ooh, Jesus, I won't run. Pulling all, Jesus, thank you, thank you. Put all the strongholds been holding your faith down. You about to pull them down this morning. Putting down strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. He won't hold you down no more. Because what I'm saying here, you putting the stronghold down in your faith. You don't have to wait no 3 years for it to happen. When that stronghold come down, that faith gonna step right in there.
The weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. That's in your mind. Imagination. You got to have a beautiful imagination. You got to imagine what God imagines. Don't care what things look like. Don't let nobody take your imagination. Don't let internet or nobody take iPhone. Nobody take your imagination. Your imagination comes from God. I see what he sees. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, help Word of Life Christian Center. Help us to know who we are. We ain't going down. Let me ask you two or three questions, then I'm going to close. Have you trained your thinking to stay in agreement with your faith by renewing your mind to tap into the realm of faith? And I went over scripture, Romans 12, 2, 3, Ephesians 3, 20. Do you want to know the power of kingdom faith? And how to release it now? Turn to Romans 14, 17, quickly. Do you want to know the power of kingdom faith and how to release it now? Romans 14, 17.
Yes, sir.
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness,
yes,
peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And your faith right there, that's kingdom of God faith. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I said righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's where you live.
Yes.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. When you walk through the door of the house, you got hell going on in the house, just start saying, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. If you're giving your hell on your job, just say, when you get there anymore, say, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's kingdom faith. That's takeover faith. I'm getting my mind straight. The Bible says, is how to create the life you want and deserve. Yes, how to create the life you want and the life you deserve. Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Another thing is thinking like God through his word. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh. Speaking, Luke 6:45. I gotta hurry. Step being in order, Psalm 37:23. Preach the rest of it to yourself. Here is how, turn to Acts 17:27. Here's how your faith must think. Here's how your faith, in him, I live, I move, and I have my being. That's the way your faith should think. Yeah, that's right there in Acts 17. In him, I live. You got a problem standing up right in face, you know?
Yeah.
Problem, you're facing a problem.
Yes, sir.
And you look at that problem and say, in him, I live, I move, and I have my being. Nobody can handle that. No demon power can handle that. When you understand that revelation, it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by his spirit. When you're in him, I live. Not in me, in him, I live. Not in them, in him, I live. I move, and I have my being. Talk to me up in here. I say, in him, I live. I move, and I have my being. When you got that revelation, all satanic powers are shut down. All the forces of this world is shut down. When you walk in the revelation
of the fact that in him I live, I move, and I have my being. That means nobody and nothing can stop me from living the life that God has given me to live. Jesus died that I might live a resurrected, powerful, God-fearing life. And I'm not settling for nothing else. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Happiness and peace all at one time. It don't matter what's going on around me. I make my own atmosphere. I can praise him. I can dance. I can lift my hand to him and change the atmosphere around me. The glory come. The angels come. The word of the Lord come. The spirit of the Lord come. I can dance my way out of situation. I can shout my way out of situation. I can praise my way out of situation. I can worship my way out of situation. I can meditate my way out of situation.